Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. This show will help you dial in on what it takes to drive a successful digital transformation, from the high-level strategies to the detail-oriented practices that you may not have otherwise known. Over the next 20 minutes, we'll cover the things you need to know to make your digital transformation successful and improve upon your existing operations. My name is Sarah Dokowitz, and I'm your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. For today's conversation, we're going to dive into what it takes to build out world-class business operations. Dave Beldick, Senior Manager at Third Stage Consulting, is here with us to walk us through best practices and tactics you can implement right now to drive your organization to its pinnacle performance. His expertise is within the world of business processes and operations, and he's sharing his insights on what world-class business operations look like. Dave and his colleagues at Third Stage have worked with some of the world's leading organizations in their transformation journeys. He has also guided and coached various companies on optimizing their business processes and driving efficiencies within their operations. Hey, Dave, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So let's look at the high-level view first and just talk about business operations in general. So what would you say are the key components of successful business operations?
Well, you know, obviously in a business, I mean, it all starts with having a great offering, right? I mean, you've got to be able to have something that customers want to buy or lease or whatever. So it starts with that. But once you've got a product or service that folks want, then it's being able to deliver that in an excellent way. So, you know, typically the folks that are really good at that, you know, they've got good processes and they've got a workforce that's well-trained and everybody kind of knows their part, knows what to do. And they somehow have a way of kind of getting the most out of the resources that they have. And, you know, they kind of find a way, whether it's people or equipment or whatever, to kind of get the most out of what they have. So that's kind of how I feel about it.
There is a lot that goes into driving efficient and seamless operations to the point where we would label it as world-class. So let's first start off by how you would define world-class business operations and the determining factors that hint that a company has reached its pinnacle of operational success.
So I think, you know, going back to the customer, obviously it starts with world-class companies are very close to the customer. They kind of understand what they want. They're able to sense when things change and they're able to adapt to that. So that's a big part. They also have a passion for quality, whether that's quality of the product or quality in their own delivery. I think that's a key thing for world-class. I think when I see those combinations of things, that's what I think of when I think of world-class. In terms of how do you reach the pinnacle, you know, it's funny because the pinnacle is kind of always a moving target. I think it's having that passion for being able to continuously improve a little bit every day. So you're never really quite there. You're always kind of reaching to get a little bit better. I don't know. I think when you find, you know, if you ever get to the point that you don't have anything that you can improve upon, you're there. But of course, nobody's ever there, right? You're always trying to go that little extra step. So
definitely, like you said, I couldn't agree more. It's like there's always something else we could be adding to create more value, mm-hmm. and times are always changing too. So got to adjust to the needs of the people as well. So where does it all start? So say we have a listener who is specifically responsible for optimizing operations across their organization. What should they focus on? How should they go about dialing in on their peak performance as well?
Yeah. So I'm going to start with the customer again, right? It's all about the customer. You want to be that business that is easy, that a customer finds easy to interact with. We've all experienced those ones that we just hate to get on the phone. And I don't want to have this conversation. You don't want to be that. You want to be just the opposite. You want to be so easy to do business with. So you kind of look at, I would jump in and look at, where can I make my life easier for my customers to interact with me? I think if you start there, you can hide a lot. You know, you can have some rough spots internally, as long as it doesn't show up on the outside. And so if you focus on those things, then as a first step, and then kind of as a second step, then you start worrying and working on the internal pain points that you have.
Yeah, such good advice. And you also mentioned that managing people and communications is a key element to having world-class business operations. So why is communication so important?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's a rapidly changing world, right? So nobody's got a perfect plan that never changes. And if COVID taught us anything, it's that we have to be able to adapt and change. So communication is a huge part of that, being able to understand when things have changed, and being able to react to it, and being able to get everybody on the same page and kind of rowing in the same direction, so to speak. So that's what makes communication so important.
Yeah, and we also speak of organizational change management on this show. So is communication equally as important when you were going through change, or do you need to pour a bit more communication into the mix when you're going through an organizational change?
Yeah, I think when it's an organizational change, I think it's even more. It's more important. I think people need to, you know, they say you've got to hear things 8 times before it really sinks in. So it's that constant drip. And I kind of like the notion of having little bite-sized pieces that you continually drip on, as opposed to the, you know, let's get everybody together for 3 hours of meeting. That doesn't work so well. But I like having a formal way to engage folks, that it's two-way communication. You get the information out to them. Information can flow back from them. And you're just constantly, you know, driving that kind of activity and you know, have a nice vision in place that helps you have kind of know where the North Star is and know where to drive toward. I love that kind of interaction. It's really important to have that two-way.
Yeah, definitely. And in addition to managing processes and managing people, it's important to manage resources properly as well. And the term resource is kind of like a blanket term that we can use to cover everything from managing capital to managing technology. So I know there's a lot to uncover, and we're going to talk more about that once we take a quick break. So stick around if you want to listen for that as well.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to the Digital Stratosphere podcast. I'm Sarah Dogovic, speaking with Dave from Third Stage Consulting. So let's jump right back in, Dave. So before the break, you covered a few key elements to build a foundation for the world-class business operations. And we discussed the ins and outs of managing people and managing processes. And I wanted to now chat more about how people can best manage their resources. So as I mentioned before, the term resources covers a wide range of pillars within the business. So from your experience, what are the resources companies should pour into, and how should they prioritize these resources?
Yeah, so it's interesting, because when you start talking about resources, obviously, you know, that one of the top resources any organization has is their people. So, I mean, you're certainly gonna put some effort in training and developing and encouraging and show them the love, you know, all that stuff. You really want to have that kind of relationship with your people, because that's what makes things happen. But other resources, I mean, you know, machines, equipment, that sort of thing, those are certainly important. But for me, it's not who's got the fanciest, newest equipment, but rather who gets the most out of it, who understands what their weaknesses are, and works on those weaknesses and understands what their strengths are and are able to exploit those strengths. I think if you do that, you know, not everybody has deep pockets. You can't always go out and buy the latest and greatest and newest, but you can always get a little bit better. And if you really understand where you have deficiencies and focus on that, it's like I said earlier, it's just getting a little bit better every day. So I think that's kind of what I think about when I try to get the resources. Anybody can go pour lots of money. I mean, if you have it, you can pour lots of money into it, but that doesn't get you where you want to get to. You still got to get the most out of it.
Yeah, 100%. Sometimes, getting the latest and greatest if you don't know how to use it is pretty pointless. So definitely having to be able to balance that, both of like the actual equipment that works for you, but also knowing how to utilize it to its fullest capacity. Now, talk to me a little bit about how companies could take a step back from their existing technologies and business practices to make sure they are doing what it takes to drive world-class business operations and ultimately get to where they want to go.
Yeah, we need to take a step back and kind of look at it. If you're going through a transformation and you've got some decisions to make about, you know, where am I going to spend my money? Is it going to be on equipment? Is it going to be on technology? Is it going to be on process work? I think you really have to get an honest assessment of where you are, especially when you think about technology and, you know, there's a lot of folks out there touting all the wonderful things that technology brings. And it certainly can bring some wonderful things, but you have to have the right kind of mindsets and behaviors to get the most out of it. And if you're not playing nice with the system and you don't have that right mindset and behavior, buying a new system is not a silver bullet. It's not going to magically make those behaviors get better. So I think you got to be honest about that. Do I have some behavioral things to contend with? If I'm doing things right, I'm getting the most out of it, and it's time to invest in technology, and I'm really ready to take that technology on and take it to heart and do it, fine, go after that. But if you're really struggling because you're just, you know, you're just not really not having the right kind of mindsets and behaviors, then you really need to focus on that.
Yeah, great points. And say a leadership team walks through the exercises and tips that you just shared and that they realize that they need to make a change, whether it's a change in their process or a change in their technology, what's the first step and where should they go from there to make sure that they see a successful transformation?
Yeah, well, I think for leadership, I mean, the most important thing for them, and only leadership can do this, is to set that vision. It's got to be compelling. It's got to be something that troops can rally behind. It's got to be something that people clearly understand and want to be part of. And leadership has to set that vision. There's no, it can't come from below. It really has to be, you know, set at the corporate level. So I think that's the most important thing leadership can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I have one more question for you before we wrap everything up. And I wanted to take a step back from technology and just look at general business operations again. So what resources are available and what types of consultants should companies consider bringing in to assess their operations in general? So does third stage consulting help with this, or is third stage more of a focused on software implementations?
Well, third stage can certainly help with that. I think the key thing is it's understanding, like I said before, kind of whether you've got really more of a process need or more of a technology need. And sometimes it's hard to kind of sense that on your own. You kind of need that outside opinion of, you know, somebody who's seen it many times before and can give you an assessment of, you know, whether you're really hit the mark or maybe not so much. A lot of times if you go right to the, you know, the software suppliers, you know, obviously they make their living selling software. So of course it's very likely you're going to find, if you talk to a software supplier, that by God, you need their latest and greatest software. That may or may not be true. I think it helps to get a second opinion and somebody who's doesn't have skin in the game as far as buying, you know, new software or whatever. And I think that's something the third stage can help with for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, that's super insightful. So thank you for that. And now, if our listeners wanted to learn more about digital strategy or transformations in general, what are some resources that you might suggest for them?
Yeah, well, Third Stage has a pretty good selection of resources too. I mean, Eric does an excellent job with the podcast, and he normally hits a lot of very interesting topics. And there's a lot of good content in LinkedIn as well. I mean, there's some articles that are there that kind of talk about that. You can learn an awful lot from failures. They seem to get publicized a lot more. But there's a lot to be learned from the failure. And equally, you know, if you're able to engage with folks that have been very successful, that's also very helpful too. But it just seems like they talk more about failures than they do about success. So they tell you the things not to do. Whereas I think Eric does a pretty good job of trying to talk about the things that you should do.
Yeah. So, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. So everybody can go check those out as well. But we are about out of time for today's episode. So I wanted to really thank you for your knowledge and your time today, Dave.
My pleasure. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Sarah.
Of course. And I want to thank all of you for listening as well today. My name is Sarah Dogovich, and we'll see you on our next episode of the Digital Stratosphere podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.